It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between, Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Well, welcome to a Thursday, the 26th of 2019. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. And the program every day, Speak Out 2.0, is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Bullhead Vape, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, The Caring Crew, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. And live in the studio today, from all the way from Kingman, we have Nicole White. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Larry. Thank you for having me.
You betcha. Now, Nicole, you're with a group called Venture Club.
Yes, I am.
Tell us, what is Venture Club?
So, the Venture Club of Kingman, we are a nonprofit volunteer-based group of women, and we serve for the betterment of our community, for women and children in our community.
Okay, for women and children then.
Yes,
so,
sir.
You're doing fundraisers and you're doing things for these women and children?
Yes, so we fundraise throughout the year, and we also do service throughout the year to give back to our community. But we do fundraising efforts for various causes, and one of the main ones we like to do is our yearly scholarships for women to further their education.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
That's my favorite.
I'm in the Morning Kiwanis Club. We do scholarships, too. Mm-hmm. But they're usually the high school students that are going on to college. And they have to write essays and the whole nine yards. And we have a little committee that judges them. And so do you guys...
That's a similar process as us as well. And, you know, at the time the recipient receives their award or we call them. And just the expression, the joy that...
Oh, yeah.
The cries, the tears we all endure. I mean, it's... That's the reward there.
Well, especially when you're helping them with their education, and their education is going to help them through the rest of their life, you know, with whatever career they decide or whatever, and so you're making that happen, and so it is exciting. It's, you know, and you have to look in the mirror once in a while and go, damn, I'm good, you know?
Well, we do that, but also it's our community partners, too. We help, and they support us, and they help in donations, service, and so we couldn't do it without them.
Right. So now how many women are in this club?
We are getting recruitment as we speak, but we have a good group, about 30 women in our organization.
Oh, 30, all in Kingman?
Yes.
Okay, you don't have a group in Bullhead or Havasu yet?
No, we are actually the only club in the United States.
In the United States?
Yes, we're the last chapter.
So there were chapters across the United States prior to this?
Yes. So
and Tag, you're it, huh?
We are the last one, and we're keeping strong. So our recruitment efforts have been robust, and we keep getting new members, which is amazing. So
good, good. Well, maybe at some point in time, people are going to have to take notes and probably just decide they need to start this in Phoenix or Tucson or somewhere else.
I would hope so. And if they have any questions, we would be more than happy to help them further that along.
Okay. So now, what are some of your events that you do during the year as far as the activities to better the mothers and the kids?
Well, we do, we have annual fundraisers, so today I'm happy to announce one of our annual fundraisers that we'll be promoting next month, but we do annual fundraising events. Previously, we had a casino night. Last year, we did a cornhole tournament, so that we had so much response to that, so much great feedback that we're bringing it back in this year.
Good. So now what are you going to do next month? What's your big fundraiser?
So next month we're doing our second annual cornhole fundraiser.
Ah, all right.
Yeah. So we have a 50-team brackets.
50 teams,
yes. And we're already halfway subscribed. So we, the registration, we're limited to the 50 teams, but we're encouraging those early registrations because you'll be put into a raffle for a fabulous prize. So. Now,
are you part of a team?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, because if you are, you can come down Saturday to the Oktoberfest. There will be a cornhole set up, and you can practice. You know?
I'm kind of a pro. No, I'm just kidding.
You don't need to practice. Huh? Okay, well, don't come then, you know. So where's it going to be?
Well, it will be Saturday, October 12th, starting at noon at Metcalf Park in our beautiful downtown Kingman, Arizona.
Right.
So right now what we're looking for is recruiting teams or individual players. They're $30 a team or $20 individual players.
Okay.
It's a double elimination tournament with first, second, and third place prizes. And you can register online at our website. It's a newly revamped website. It's beautiful. I'm going to do a shout-out to Tanya Baxley. She put this all together, one of our members, and it's gorgeous.
Oh, she built the website?
She did.
Wow.
So it's theventureclub.org. And, or you can like us or love us on our Facebook page, Venture Club of Kingman.
Okay.
And so we have a link on our website through Eventbrite, and you can register for your team or individual player.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
So then, now what's the winning team receive?
So we actually... one of our sponsors, Justin Brookins of Veterans Epoxy, he custom made five these cornhole boards that are beautiful. They're gorgeous. And he donated those to Venture Club. And
wow.
So we'll be giving those away. Each winner will walk away with a set of these custom made regulation board size cornhole boards with bags at the event. And he also made this beautiful American flag out of wood, and epoxy is just beautiful. So we encourage the community to come out and see that and support the teams playing the event.
So when you make your money from this event on the 12th, what's your first project that you're going to spend the money on?
Well, right now we are working on our literacy program. So thanks to the GEO Group and Downtown Kingman's First Friday, we are putting little libraries throughout our community.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, so we're doing a book drive. If you bring a book, it could be news, gently used, to the cornhole event, you get a raffle ticket. And so you can be raffled into a fabulous prize for bringing books to help us fill these little libraries throughout our community.
And then what's the target age for these libraries?
So it's going to be various ages. So we'll have a row for elementary kids to teenage to adults. So that way you can, and there's no rules. It's just you go pick a book, enjoy it. If you want to bring it back, if you want to keep it, you can keep it. We want to encourage and promote literacy throughout our community. So we will make sure that we collect books to keep it stocked. And if anyone wants to donate any books prior to coming to our cornhole event, they can stop by and see our friend Sarah over at her establishment at West of Third, and she will be collecting the books. Or you can stop by and see us at our booth. We'll be at the Kingman's First Friday on October 4th. We'll have a booth, and you can either drop the books off there with us, or we can make arrangements with you.
Okay, very good. Excuse me. Now, what about Kingman and Havasu? What if there's people that, you know, because we're countywide. I mean, people are listening to WikiUp and Searchlight. What if they want to drop books somewhere in Bullhead or Havasu or...
Well, we encourage, if anyone is interested in helping us with our drive, please reach out to us, email us on our website, get a hold of us, and we'll make arrangements to come collect those from you.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
So thank you for that.
If they want to donate, that's fantastic. What are some of the other events that you hold throughout the year?
Throughout the year, so last year what we did, we helped with the Harley event over Mother Road Harley-Davidson.
Okay.
So we helped with the beer garden there, and we helped distribute beverages and helped with the entertainment out there. So with that was a fundraising effort. And throughout the year, what we do is we like to provide service back to our communities. So we go and we helped our Club for Youth, and we helped donate meals for Thanksgiving and Christmas baskets.
And then you were talking off the air before we came in. You guys built a splash pad?
Yes. Our first long-term project was the splash pad. We donated that to the city of Kingman.
Right.
So if anyone has an opportunity, they're in the Kingman area, it's at Cecil Davis Park. Go out there. It's a beautiful structure. It's has a bunch of different spigots and a fun watering bucket.
Dumps on your head?
Yes, yeah. It's very neat. But that was, and again, that couldn't have been made possible without our community and our sponsors. So it was a whole team effort to get that done, but it's gorgeous.
So who are some of your sponsors that help you all the time?
Well, for, I would just say all of Kingman, but for our event coming up, I want to acknowledge some sponsors for our second annual Cornhole fundraiser. We have Unisource Energy Services, Pond World, Mojave Homes, Barkhurst Electric, Mojave Eye Center, and Hope Haven. We have other businesses who sponsored for the Cornhole Board, so when you're out there slinging your Cornhole bags, you're going to see these wonderful sponsors who helped bring these boards to life.
Good.
We have Deliverance, ASAP Repair, Kingman Diesel, Ellis Body Works, Rutherford 66 Family Diner, Martin Swanee Hyundai, House of Gains Gym, Martin Swanee Dodge, Kingman CrossFit Kids, Similar Auto Repair, Blackbridge Brewery, Eric Fiddler CPA, and Blue Moon Pest Control.
Wow. So you get a lot of sponsors.
Yes. All these sponsors come together for this wonderful event. And also, in doing so, we wanted to bring some other entertainment. So families who want to come out and just enjoy the day with us and watch these and root these teams on can come out and have fun. Cosmic Bounce House donated a bounce house for the event. And Tax Shed will be donating large yard games. So you can out and just hang out for the day. It's supposed to be a beautiful day. I know it's 17 days away, but so far I think it's sunny. It could change.
You're just being very positive.
We're just being very positive, yes.
Now, they can bring books there that day, too?
Yes. So we are collecting books on that day. So come bring a book, bring multiple books, and you can get some raffle tickets and be entered for a fabulous prize.
Excellent. Excellent. Who can they call for more information if someone's got a question and they're driving along right now and they think, well, who can I get a hold of to ask more about this or get my team in?
Oh, absolutely. Well, they're more than welcome to we encourage all of our communication to go through our website.
Okay.
We have so if you go to theventureclub.org, you can go to our contact us, and shoot us a quick email, and we'll contact you regarding any more information you need or how to register for the event. But if you go to our Facebook page or the website, you can easily sign up or get more information about our fundraising events.
Okay, fantastic. This is all great. And I can't believe you're the only venture group in the USA.
I know. Well, we are a chapter of the Soroptimus International. So,
okay.
But Venture Club, we are the last one in the United States. So it's very neat to hold that title. But we have a wonderful group of women. They're strong women. They're dedicated women to their community. And they make this all happen. So,
now, how long have you been a part of this?
I've been a member for 5 years.
Okay.
So,
and now, in those 5 years, what have you done? Have you worked your way up through the ranks or something? Or?
I have. You know, one of my hygienist talked me into going to a meeting with her, and after that, I was hooked. These women, they're empowered. They're dedicated to their community. They are. They're all strong women in the community. So just that force attracted me to this group. And so ever since then I started, I was on the board. So from a board director to secretary to vice president and now president today. So
you're the president today.
I am.
When did your term start?
It started July 1st.
Oh, okay. So you just got a couple months in.
I know.
You got a long ways to go.
I know.
And then you have 4 children.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Twins?
I have a set of twins. Yes, Grant and Chloe. They are they're 10 years old, and then a Max, he's 7, and Jillian will be 6 on Sunday.
On Sunday, you have a birthday party coming up.
Yes, but I couldn't do it without my hubby, my
of
husband.
Course.
Yes, he is my
partner. We're always the backbone.
Yes, my husband Nick helps me, and we call all of our husbands venture husbands, because without them, we couldn't be out there in the community.
Exactly.
And it takes a village for it all, because from my sister and my mom, everyone helps us, you know, with the kids, so we can go out and serve our community, and we bring them along with us. So
good.
This event here is a family friendly event.
So your kids know all about Venture Club.
Oh yes, my kids love, and that's what, you know, they're born just volunteering, so they love it. That's what they want to do.
That's good. Good. Let us take a break, and we're going to come back and chat a little bit more with Nicole White about Venture Club. And no, it's not Saturday. You've got a couple days yet.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew. Now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call. 515-205-8635. Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust. Serving Bullhead City, Arizona. Whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair, the big blue building off of Hancock and the 95, right behind Hobby Lobby, Bullhead City.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what do they do at the Legacy Rehab and Care Center? They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and an expert nursing staff who will help you successfully transition home after a hospital stay. The Legacy is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs in a home-like environment. Stop by and check them out. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, under new management, locally owned and operated.
This year, shop at the Laughlin Outlet Center for back to school. Get the latest looks and hottest styles from over 40 stores and outlets while saving as much as 70% off regular retail. I know. Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center on Casino Drive in Laughlin.
And we're back. Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce, and the show every day is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, The Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Perkins Family Restaurant, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bullhead Vape, and Legacy Rehab and Care Center. And starting on Monday, we're welcoming aboard Chaz Martinez and the people at Talus Hospital, Talus Harbor, Bullhead City Hospital. And they cut the ribbon on Tuesday, and that's going to be big in our town. So we're visiting with Nicole White from the Venture Club, the only one in America. And so your big fundraiser is on the 12th. And when it comes to you benefit women and children, what have you done with the children? Of course, you build them a whole splash pad, which is fantastic. Do you do little projects with them, or do you send them to a camp or anything like that?
You know, we help our Seroptimist sisters as well. They host an annual Camp Girl Power. So what they do is they invite children into basically it's a Saturday. They have different breakout sessions on just different facets on how to enjoy being a kid, how to enjoy being a girl, and all the things that and all the things in between. So we help our Venture Sister or help our Seroptimist Sisters in facilitating that day event, and it's a labor of love. All of these are And we like to also go into we go into the Club for Youth, and we go in and help them with educational sessions, help donate toward any projects or services that the children may need at the club.
So when you say Club for Youth, in other words, there's a mini venture club?
The Club for Youth, it used to be a Boys and Girls Club, and okay. It changed hands over, and now it's called the Club for Youth. So it's an after-school opportunity for kids to come in, and they can get curriculum-based education on STEM. They get to use technology, but it's something other than it's to empower them and to further their education.
Good.
So when they're after school, they can come in and they can learn and continue that process and make it fun.
How exciting. So you like good projects going on.
Yes, and so we're committed through our communities. Our partners help us and support us, and so we do the same. We give back to them and help support them in their initiatives and their project by helping volunteer in their events.
Good. So give the information how to get a hold of you again for all the listeners out there.
Sure. You can get a hold of Venture Club Kingman by visiting our website at www.theventureclub.org. or liking us on our Facebook page at Venture Club of Kingman. And here there we have all of our events and ways to volunteer or come and visit us at one of our meetings.
And how often do you meet?
We meet every second and fourth Tuesday of the month from noon to one over at the Garlic Clove.
For lunch?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So come, if you're interested, come have lunch with us.
Oh, well, I'm down here doing a show before for one. So, but Bill Ward is in charge of the Club for Youth?
That's correct.
Yeah, see, people text me these little tidbits here.
And yes, so, and he's a wonderful community partner. So
take my card and have him call me. We should get him on the show, too. Sometime.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about when we were talking. I'm like,
good.
He would love to be here.
Yeah, because it's all good information and stuff for people to get involved in. That's exciting.
Yeah, one of the fun things that we like to do, we go and partner with Salvation Army as well and do bell ringing.
Oh, good, because the Salvation Army is my next guest, and she's standing right outside right now.
Oh, wonderful segue.
Yeah, yeah it is. It's perfect. So, and we do that with our Kiwanis Club, too. We why is this computer locking up on me here? That's not good. Yeah, we do that with our Kiwanis Club. We have a noon Kiwanis Club, and we have our morning Kiwanis Club, and we take Walmart and Sam's Club every year to see which one of us can bring in more money.
I was going to say the competitive piece is the fun, and you're doing it for
Especially for good. Because the last 4 years, our club has won. See, the noon club just can't get it together. I don't know what it is, but fortunately, we win every year. Nicole, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Larry, for having
me. It's been very informative, and I want you to call me after the 12th and let me know who the winning team was for the big cornhole tournament so we can brag about them on the air.
I sure will. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Son of a gun.
Vaping eliminated Tim's 40-year smoking habit. And with his wife, Cody, they're letting our community know vaping works and changes lives. Bullhead Vape is a friendly and comfortable environment where you're taken care of, and they know just how to get you set up and going. Bullhead Vape Shop hosts an unparalleled selection of e-liquid, incredible hardware, customer loyalty punch card, and daily specials. Two awesome locations open between, well, let's say between 10-ish and 7.
We're back on Speak Out 2.0. We're live in our Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. And the program every day is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center with four new doctors. And they had a little celebration last night for these four doctors, but I didn't end up making it. I planned it, but things changed, so I didn't get there. But if you want to meet these four doctors or ask questions, you call Western Arizona Regional Medical Center at 763-CARE, 763-2273. The Caring Crew, they take care of you in your home. They'll go shopping for you, pick up your meds, pick up your mail. They take care of your home. They can do whatever you need. If you're homebound, you need the Caring Crew. Grand Liquidations, big box items at Bullhead City prices, furniture, beds, household items, barbecues, toys, food, you name it. Check out Grand Liquidations on Highway 95 right next to the Ford dealership. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, where they can fix your transmission, they can tune up your AC, which probably you're not going to need here much longer, maybe get the heater working in your car, do tune-ups, brakes, you name it. They're the two blue buildings right behind Hobby Lobby. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive, of course, any car on the lot, but you can also check out that new Palisade because it's a nice big SUV. The first time that they've gone that size, it's the size of a Tahoe, and it's under $60,000. You can't beat it. Barron's Pest Solutions came to my house the other day. Bugs, spiders, scorpions, termites, bees, you want them gone? You call Barron's, and they'll come and spray, and they're gone. You don't have them anymore. So, and they'll come out every month like they do at my house. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where the trees are all been sold. So you're going to pick them up on the 9th of November, and that'll be at City Hall on Alona's Way. And but if you can still go by their offices on Hancock Road and get your co-op connection card. Bullhead Vape, who opened their doors so you can close the door to cigarette smoking. They have 160 quality liquids and all the hardware to go with it. They're on Highway 95 across from Coyote Cafe. And then Legacy Rehab and Care Center, where they have physical therapists, occupational and speech therapy, and a skilled nursing facility. Stop by and take a tour at Legacy Rehab and Care Center. And finally, Perkins Family Restaurant, where, of course, you can have breakfast, lunch, or dinner anytime. And you can also take home pies and muffins and cookies and all the good stuff that that give me this little belly right here, you know. Next in our studio, we have Stephanie, Captain Stephanie, with the Salvation Army. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Good. And my previous guest, Nicole White, was saying that they help out and ring the bell in Kingman with the Salvation Army. So
excellent.
I said that's a great segue because the Salvation Army is next.
Yes.
And, of course, bell ringers, that's always a challenge, isn't it?
Boy, is it. You know, especially as, you know, we don't always start thinking of Christmas in September, but we are less than 90 days from Christmas.
Yesterday was the 25th, I know.
I know.
I mentioned it on the air, and John Pinecker with the Chamber was in here, and he goes, why did you have to bring that up?
I know. It's one of those things we look forward to, but in our business, it's like, oh, wow, that's a lot for us to get done in 90 days. Because
it's your busiest time of the year, isn't it?
It is. It's not only our biggest assistance time of year, but it's also our biggest fundraising time of year.
Yep, because all that money stays right here, right?
Absolutely. Everything that we raise here in Bullhead City and Fort Mojave, it stays at the Bullhead City Laughlin Salvation Army to help people right here in our immediate area.
Okay, and then how many families come in that you've never seen? Because a lot of the families you take care of on a regular basis. But then come Christmas and the holidays, you get a lot of families that have never come to the Salvation Army before. And how many new ones do you get every year, roughly?
Hundreds. the difference between our monthly social services and then the holiday social services that we provide is exponential. I mean, we can see anywhere between, you know, 200 to 400 cases on an average monthly basis for the variety of social services that we provide.
Right.
But then in November and December, when we're talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas, we're talking the upwards 700 to 1,000,
right,
depending on the holiday, and that's for each holiday.
Right. And they want some food at Thanksgiving and at Christmas, and they want some toys for their kids.
Yeah.
And fortunately,
you
have a great partnership with the Bullhead City Fire Department. And I can brag about that because I set that partnership up a long time ago.
Oh, and we are so grateful for it.
And they do all the toys and provide all that, but you give them the names. And it's a great partnership because you've qualified all these families and you've said little Billy wants a bike or a Hot Wheels car or little Susie wants a game and she wants a Barbie doll, and then the fire department puts all that together and the parents come pick them up. And
oh, and they do amazing work on that. We have the easy job. We get to see the families face to face and we get to qualify them and, you know, truly, you know, find out what the needs are. But man, the firefighters and their volunteers and their families that do all the legwork to actually put together the toys for those children is phenomenal. We are truly grateful for that partnership.
And they're fortunate, too, that the community supports the toy program.
Absolutely.
As they support the Salvation Army. But people will start bringing toys into the fire stations, you know, anytime.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just grab something and they'll go knock on the door and say, hey, want to drop a toy off, you know. And they drop it off at all the fire stations. And then they all make their way to Station 1. And Captain Jeff Jackson and Battalion Chief Justin Plummer are the two that run that.
Yes.
It's a good partnership. When you talk about social services, what are some of the other services throughout the year that you provide?
We right here in Bullhead City, we provide food, not only daily food, but monthly food boxes as well. Clothing, household goods, and we have our shower facilities as well. And right now, until the new shelter opens, we are the only shower facility available.
And you have been for a long time.
Yes.
And they line up on a daily basis, or?
They do. They, you know, when you go through the numbers, you know, yes, we serve a large number of individuals and families per month, but that number one service is the daily food bags and the showers.
Right.
Just those primary basic needs.
And even the food bags, are most of those individuals the homeless people?
Some are and some aren't.
Okay, so you do get some families that, like, will come in and get their lunch.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Absolutely. Good. You know, hunger exists in a lot of different ways and in a lot of different areas of life. It's not just the homeless that are coming in for those daily bags. Sometimes it's just somebody that maybe is not making it to payday for their family and just needs to get through a day or two.
Right. So, and when they come in, do they need to qualify, or can they just come in and say, "Can I get some food for my family?"
For the daily food bags, they're able to just come in and apply that way. For our monthly food boxes, because we are a partner agency with St. Mary's Food Bank,
there's
an application process and there's some information that's required, which you would have to contact our wonderful caseworker, because I don't know that information off the top of my head, because it is truly a team effort to get it all done.
Good. Well, and like you said, that is that team effort. You need
it
all
is.
That. And then you have the store.
Oh, yes.
And our that helps store. You throughout the year.
Yes. Our store is a twofold purpose. You know, the profits from our thrift store feed directly back into our social services program so that we're able to continue to provide these services in our local community. But the thrift store also serves as a warehouse for those social services.
Right.
So when we have people coming in needing clothing, needing those household goods, we're able to provide them a voucher to go over to the store and shop for those specific needs.
Right.
And what's great about that is it gives people a little bit of dignity in the process.
Yep.
Because so many people have a lot of shame coming and asking for help in the first place.
Right.
But then, you know, by coming into the store with a voucher, nobody knows the difference except for, you know, when they're working with our store staff.
Right.
So, you know, they're able to get in and, you know, get the clothes that are appropriate for what they need. You know, whether they're working construction or it's an outfit for a job interview, they're able to get the clothes that suit the need, that fit correctly, instead of just being handed, oh, here's an outfit, go on your merry way. They have that dignity to be able to have choice.
Wow. And like you said, the dignity part is the big thing.
Absolutely.
Because if you're a family out there and for some reason your car broke down and so you had to spend that check on repairing the car and you're thinking, where can I get food? And you happen to tune in to Speak Out 2.0 and you realize, well, I can go with the Salvation Army. That's a tough one for a lot of people to say.
It is.
Can I get some food? Or, you know, I can't afford clothes for my 10-year-old, but he's telling me his jeans are worn out. Can I get a couple pair of jeans?
Yeah.
And so it is the dignity that you just want to help them and let them go and,
that's
and
take right.
Yeah. And so that's a big deal. But then the donations, you need those donations to come in.
We do. Absolutely, because if we don't get those material donations that come in, we're not stocking the shelves. People are coming into shop. We're not able to feed the funds back into social services, and we don't have product available for our clients as well.
And now you have a box out in the parking lot where people can drop small things.
Yes, small things.
Please don't put the couch in the box or your television. But
though people try.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. You try to get it in there, knock over the box. But they can drop off like clothing and Those ones are perfect, right?
Yes. If you've driven by the Salvation Army lately, we have those two wonderful donation bins out front. Yeah. They look like giant mailboxes.
Yep, they do.
And, you know, what's really great about them is you can put even, like, a trash bag size of clothes in there. And so you really can, you know, especially if we're not available to help you
in a hurry. Get 5:30 at night. You know.
Oh, yeah. People are pulling in when I get there sometimes at 5, 6 in the morning. They're dropping off clothes. And, you know, hey, if that's what's convenient when you're on your way to work, that's what it's there for.
Okay. Yeah, because you don't work an 8 to 5, do you?
No, I have some pretty strange hours. I'm an early person. I get up early in the morning, so I'm sometimes there quite early.
I got an email from you like at 2 o'clock in the morning today.
Yeah, you did.
You get up way early, don't you? I was like, wow. I said that last night, and then all of a sudden I get it, you know, I get this response, and I'm like, wow, that's crazy. So you do get up early.
I do.
You don't get a whole lot of sleep?
I do. I go to bed early. That's my exchange.
Oh, okay. All right. So you get 6 hours a night?
Just about 6-7 hours.
6 to 7, yeah, okay. So, and then your husband, Bob, he's real involved.
Absolutely. It's a team effort.
It is. And that's pretty much everywhere, isn't it?
Yes.
Husband and wife teams?
Yes. When Salvation Army officers are married, it's a team effort.
Right.
You know, we have a co-equal ministry. We divide kind of our responsibilities by who's better at what.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, who's gifted in what area, and it's always served us well in our marriage and in our officership, and we roll right along.
Now, before Bullhead, you were in Havasu.
Correct.
Before Havasu, where were you?
We were in Alamogordo, New Mexico.
Wow. And you don't get to pick where you want to go.
No.
They just say, oh, you're going to leave a week from Tuesday, and you're going to Kingman, Arizona, Havasu.
We get a few more weeks than that.
Oh, you do?
But it's only about 6 weeks.
And now, the interesting thing that I have always found with the Salvation Army, and I'm on the advisory board, but the interesting thing is that almost everybody is paid the same.
As far as officers, yes.
Right. So every captain across the United States, every officer, gets the same check, you know. That nobody's making big money. And then, I think if I understand, the general, the head guy, is only like maybe 10 or 12% above you.
And, you know, basically our pay scale, if you want to determine, call it that, is determined by our years of service as officers and the size of our family.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, that's how our stipend is calculated. So, you know, those with kids, you know, are obviously need to provide for those children.
Right.
And, you know, Bob and I, you know, there's an amount for us. And,
right.
You know, there, you know, I think every 3 years or something, there's like a cost of living increase.
Okay.
But, you know, as you move up in rank, as you move up in years, you're not getting giant raises.
Right.
You know.
Or you all of a sudden, you know, become a new officer and oversee a big district or something.
Right.
It's not you get promoted and you get a big raise.
That's right.
And nobody gets a bonus at the end of the year because you fed all those families.
No, that's not how it works. And I wouldn't have it that way.
It's a labor of love.
It truly is.
For all the captains and officers and even young people now that want to get into the program. We know somebody local here that's been trying to get in for a while, and she's trying her best. And they said, well, go back and get a couple years of college and come back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's going to do that. And so, but it's the same thing. It's the labor of love, and it's their gift that they want to do.
It truly is. And, you know, as far as being an officer goes, it is a commitment like no other. You don't do it for the benefits. You
right.
don't do it for the money. You know, you do it because this is what we've been called to do. This is what we do to serve.
Right. And at the same point in time, like we said, the hours you put in, you know, it's not a 40-hour week, and it's not you're paid by the hour. It's just, here's your money, make it happen. And so sometimes it requires a lot more time.
Sometimes.
Yeah, especially during the holidays.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So what have we missed?
You know, right now,
other
the big,
services.
You know, I think we've really covered our services. You know, those don't really change from day to day. The big thing right now is just if you're looking for something to do with your family, your friends, your coworkers, your clubs through the holidays, now is the time to start thinking about volunteering for bell ringing.
Yeah.
You know, everyone sees the iconic red kettles out at all the stores at Christmas and all the movies. Come out and do it.
Well, it's fun. I know
it is. Truly is fun.
And if you have a business, let's say you're an automotive repair business, then challenge another automotive repair business, because you guys aren't open on Saturdays, and each one of you pick a store on a Saturday and challenge each other and raise money, and you'll have fun out there, and then one of those two businesses gets to brag because they won't beat the other one. And
yes.
So for us, it's our Kiwanis Club. We do it every year, and we always beat the new club. Stephanie's also in our Kiwanis Club, and so we always beat the noon club. But you know, someday they might win. You know, it's possible. I don't know.
I don't know
either. But so if you have a business organization or anybody out there that's interested in donating a couple hours on a Saturday or a Sunday to ring the bell somewhere, call the Salvation Army.
Well, not on Sundays. We only work
Saturdays.
Monday through Saturday.
Okay, Monday through Saturday. So, and like a lot of the casino workers, they have days off during the week.
There you
so
go.
So if you want to donate a couple hours, you know, call the Salvation Army at...
You can get on the schedule if you wanted to by calling us at 928-758-3141. But this year, we're trying to make it really, really easy for people to sign up for bell ringing so that they're not waiting for calls back from me doing one giant master schedule and trying not to get everybody confused. We have gone to an online scheduler this year.
Ah.
I know, it's exciting. And so this is going to come out on social media. We still have to add a couple more days to the schedule. But you're going to start to see a lot of advertisements with this website all over town. But if you go to volunteersignup.org, /M8YL4.
Wow.
I know. I wish I could personalize that better.
It just couldn't have been, you know, Stephanie Salvation Army.
You know, I wish it could have been.
Yeah.
But we're going to be blasting this all over, so people are going to know this web address by
Christmas. Yeah, they will. All right.
But all of our, every location, every possible shift.
Do you have that in a PDF that you can send to me?
I do. I am.
Okay. So we can put it on our webpage.
Yes,
absolutely.
Our
Facebook page.
And so if people want to get together with whomever and take some shifts, go ahead and sign up now. We've got about half the bell ringing season up there, and the other half will be up there in the next day or so.
Well, and parents out there, this is a great time to bring your kids up and have them ring the bell with
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
You know, now I wouldn't bring a 2-year-old, but, you know, the 10s, the 12s, the teens, they can help ring the bell. And number one, you're going to see people you know, so that's always fun and cool. But they need to realize that, you know, this goes on in our town, that there is people that have less fortunate than the rest of us. And so that's always a good thing for the kids to learn. You know, I always take my granddaughter and her cousin down to the park with D'Angelo's and feed the homeless. Mm-hmm. You know, I make them do that. And it's good for them. It humbles them. And they get
it
to
does.
Realize that, you know, gee, you know, I've got an iPhone 8 in my back pocket, and these guys are just hoping for lunch.
Yeah, and, you know, it is a learning experience, and it's an education experience. You get to help people at the end of the day. But, you know, something like bell ringing, it's fun. It's a way to celebrate the holidays. It's a way to interact with the community, be a part of the community. And
for a family,
it just feels good.
It could become an annual tradition where you're doing this every year with your kids. And as your kids grow up, maybe they'll start doing it too. And so it's a great way to get involved.
And also this year at our kettles, we always get the big complaint, well, I don't carry cash. I don't carry cash. Well, we are not going to have credit card readers at the kettles, but if you use Apple Pay, you will be able to donate at the kettle using Apple Pay.
Oh.
And we will also have a QR code at the kettle as well. For those that aren't into Apple Pay, you'll be able to scan it right at the kettle and make a donation that way. So if you're that kind of techie,
okay,
you'll be all set.
Well, and I always say when they're walking into Walmart, can you bring us a couple bucks on the way out?
Exactly.
Because you're gonna pay at the register, and you can always say, give me $5 cash back, give me $20 cash back, whatever. And then you can drop it in on your way out.
There you go.
Yeah. So the idea is I don't carry cash. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get some when you go inside. So, or you can.
Exactly.
So help us out and take care of us. So, Stephanie, thank you so much. 758-3141. If they need to get a hold of you or the store. And, by the way, for big furniture, you have a truck. They'll come pick it up, right?
Yes. They can call 928-763-2600 for the thrift store and for pickups on that.
Right. So they'll come out and pick them up. And,
absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
It's been great. Come on, play the music.
Warm Sea is listening to our community. Hello, I'm Dr. Thomas Hook with Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Warm Sea heard we needed more podiatrists, and I have been added to our team of bone and joint specialists. I'm here to help you with your foot pain at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Warm Sea is bringing more doctors to serve our area to keep you close to home. Call us at 763-2273. That's 763-CARE. And we do at Warm Sea.
Grand Liquidations is open to save you money. You save up to 50% and more on everything in the store. Overstocked quality merchandise, furniture, snack foods, toys, bedding, tools, different sized barbecues, floor appliances and countertop appliances, plumbing supplies, and more. Stop in today. See the wide selection. You'll be shocked at how much you save throughout the store. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95 in Bullhead City, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Welcome back to Perkins. What are we thinking?
Well, this new pot roast menu has me thinking about my mom's pot roast.
Honey, fancy meeting you here.
Weird. It has me imagining her, too.
I think that's really her.
Think she's following me?
Enjoy the taste of your home at our home. Introducing Perkins' new pot roast menu featuring pot roast stroganoff, fajita breakfast quesadilla, and more. Starting at $8.99. It's the new pot roast menu for a limited time only at Perkins.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswaneehyundai.com.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
We're back. Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. It's Thursday, the 26th, and it's time for Community Calendar at the end of the program like we do every single day. And the River Cruisers had their annual car show today. It started at 6 this morning, goes until 6 tonight. If you want to participate or you want to check it out, head over to the AV Casino. Also tonight, it's Yappy Hour at Black Mountain Bistro. That's for Saint, Saving Animals in Need Together, and 5:30 to 7:30. Chamber Mixer tonight, and you heard John yesterday, he was here, and he talked about the pirate theme. Yeah, don't forget the pirate theme. tonight at the Mixer. 5:30 at Sunridge up on Landon. You can't miss it. Landon's not that long. You can't miss it. Used to be a Holiday Inn, so it's a pretty big building. Also starting tonight at the Suddenlink Center in Bullhead at 7 o'clock is the Ace of Diamonds play with the River City Theater Players. And that kicks off tonight and tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, it's at 2 p.m. And then tomorrow morning, we have a Laughlin Network, Laughlin Chamber Breakfast Networking. And that kicks off at 8:30, and it's only about an hour long. It's over at 9:30. It's at the Laughlin Chamber. Questions, call the Chamber 702-298-2214. And then tomorrow, the Laughlin Chamber has a ribbon cutting. That's at 220 Tours, which is actually located in the Harris parking lot up on Casino Drive. That's from 4 to 6 tomorrow. Questions again, you can call the Chamber 702-298-2214. Then this weekend and tomorrow, we have the Kingman mayor here, Jen Miles, and I'm sure she's going to tell us all about Andy Devine Days. But I will tell you that they have a parade at 10 o'clock on Saturday. They have a kids zone that goes noon to 6, car show, live music, a tractor pool. I just want to watch the tractor pool. A lot going on. And then don't forget the All Cities Chloride Yard Sale. That's at 8 o'clock on Saturday. And don't forget about Oktoberfest, because that's in the Bullhead City Community Park from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., a huge kid zone. In fact, Melody, our chairperson, was telling me it's gigantic. They've got all kinds of water slides, and they got the slingshot slide and all that. Any questions, you can call the Chamber at 754-4121, but it's free to get in, except if you go into the kid zone, it costs $10 for a bracelet, but it's all day. You can go out and eat and go back in. Lots of food. Our Kiwanis Club is going to be doing German brats and a lot of other food and, of course, beer. And there'll be German beers there, too. So if you like that kind of stuff, stop by the Oktoberfest Saturday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. That's just about going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Next up, Sean Hannity, all over the nation. He's big, and he's there. It's the number one conservative talk show host in the nation. Yeah, Sean Hannity, we got him. So you have yourself a fine day. We'll see you back here tomorrow with Jen Miles, the mayor of Kingman. Oh, now, see, there you go, my music.